you're listening to us this afternoon. We're here till 4 o'clock. Well, we have a special guest, and today it's Maggie. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Kitty.
And you're from Magpie Arts. You're the founder of Magpie Arts, indeed, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
So would you like to tell us about Magpie Arts and what it is that you do?
Yes, certainly. Magpie Arts is a small CIC, so it's not for profit, and it's run by me and a couple of volunteers. And we basically teach people art to help them progress on to further education or... brain's gone.
That's all right.
Further education or work or volunteering, to be honest. And I work with people with mental health challenges because I have a personal interest in that. And they come to us usually not very confident, with low self-esteem. They might not interact very well with people. And we get them talking to each other, working in a group, and coming out of their shells, really.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're using the medium of art to enable people to communicate again, perhaps?
Yes, absolutely.
In a lot of ways.
Yes.
How wonderful is that?
So
what inspired you to create Magpie Arts?
Basically, from my own personal experience, because I used to be a registered general nurse, then had very tricky personal life, and then I got ill with depression. So that inspired me to think, well, what is it I can do? And the only thing I could do at that moment was paint.
Okay.
So that then moved on to me progressing, and I went off to college and done BTEC in media art, and then we went on to university, went to Portsmouth, and
wow.
I got my diploma in fine art, and then I stayed on and done a master's also in fine art.
Wow.
Passed with distinctions and firsts and all sorts of things.
Incredible.
And then I started thinking, well, what is it I can actually do? Because I knew I couldn't go back to nursing because my health wouldn't allow me to. Knew probably no one was going to employ me because I have that fear that I wouldn't show up or I'd want a long time off sick with my mental health. So I thought, okay, if I can get through my health problems using art, then why couldn't someone else? So I sat down and wrote the course, gained some funding for it, got a charity I was involved with on board as well.
Wow.
And started delivering a course for people with mental health problems.
Gosh, you're an inspiration there, Maggie. Well done, you.
Thank you.
So you've got some courses coming up, haven't you?
Yes, I've got... we've got two on the go at the moment. One is virtually fully subscribed because I've taken people from the last year and the year before and amalgamated them into one, because others have actually gone on to do their own thing. Some are volunteering.
I've got
looking for university. Some are doing further education. One's actually gone on to do her own art group. Up at the Priory, so that's all good.
Fantastic.
And, absolutely.
There's another one which we're doing at Aspire, and it's actually being held in the church hall, not actually the church itself, because the church is actually going to be shut on a Monday now. So go round the side, we're down the slope, and you'll find us.
So is that the slope to the right or the slope to the left? The slope to the left.
Yes.
Okay.
And we're actually, we've got a taste today on Monday next week, so anyone can come along to that.
So what time is that?
That's at 10 o'clock until 12:30. Come and have a play. We're doing Jackson Pollock, so we're splashing paint all over the place.
Oh, how wonderful. I think I might need to come down and say hello.
You've been more than welcome, Kitty.
So, and the other courses you've got coming up as well.
Yeah, and that course actually starts on the 24th, hopefully, if we get enough subscribers. If not, I'll be put off a couple of weeks. But, yes, so, and then we've got... an application in for some more funding to do like a six-week blocks of courses coming up throughout the next year.
Wow.
So, yeah, all exciting stuff.
I'm very, very impressed, Maggie. So how do people find out more?
They can contact me by phone, and it's 07885500637, or they can contact me by email, which is maggie@magpiearts.co.uk.
Thank you so much.
We have a Facebook page, which I think Billy's got the address for.
Yes, yeah, it was very easy to type in. I literally just typed in magpie on Facebook and it came up, but the full name, really easy to remember, isn't it, Maggie? It's Magpie Arts CIC.
It is.
How excellent is that? So what we'll do, Maggie, is we'll get your interview here into a podcast, and we'll put it up on Vectis Radio Facebook page and send it to you as well. So,
oh, fantastic. Thank you very much, Kitty.
And anytime you'd like to come back and have a chat about what it is you're doing, then, you know, please do let us know.
All right, we'll do.
And you are an inspiration.
Thank you.
So, as I said before, if you didn't have a piece of paper earlier and you'd like to know more, if you ring 0788 550 637, or email maggie@magpiearts.co.uk, and you can find out more. Well, we still have Maggie here with us. Hello, Maggie.
Hello, Kitty.
Maggie from Magpie Arts. You've got some great future plans we're talking about. Would you like to tell us about them?
Yes, certainly. Because what we're doing at the moment is all grant-funded, we need to generate some actual finances to get into the business, and then that will hopefully then pay for the horses that we're running. So the idea is, it's a big thing at the moment in the news and everything with the Prince's Foundation.
Yes.
And about getting employers to take people into businesses and work out what it is they need to support them and everything else to keep people on board who have got mental health issues, both those that they might want to employ in the future and those that they've got at the moment who are classed as the worried well.
Yes.
So the idea is, I'm going to write a course, take it into businesses, hopefully they pay me for that service, and we'll make it bespoke to each business and work out what it is they need to be able to help their employees.
How wonderful is that?
And also management, because mental health can affect anyone, no matter what age, whether you're black, white, or religious or not.
It's non-discriminatory, isn't it? Mental health, without mental health, you don't have full health, do you?
No, absolutely.
But your courses are enabling people to develop that communication again, develop self-esteem, and enabling people to improve and give something back to community as well, and make people have a purpose and feel useful.
Yes, definitely.
At the end of the day.
Yeah.
Because it is, if you have a mental health challenge, it is quite difficult, isn't it?
It's very difficult.
To put yourself forward.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Maggie, we're going to have to a break now, because I'm going to have to carry on, but thank you so much for coming to see us.
You're more than
and
welcome.
And you're welcome to come back anytime.
Lovely. Maybe and in the new year when I've got some of the courses up and running for the businesses.
That would be absolutely wonderful. And just to reiterate as well, it's Maggie from Magpie Arts. And if you want to know more, there's a telephone number here, 0788 550 637, or email maggie@magpiearts.co.uk. And you have your taster session on Monday, don't you, coming up?
We do, yes, at Aspire.
So that's 10
o'clock to 12:30.
If you go in through the side gate of Aspire, the one on the left, go down the hill to the bottom, and it's in the Undercroft.
It is, yes.
So we hope to see people there. And I think I'm going to come along myself.
That would be lovely to see you,
Thank you so much.